AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. Second Thursday of the month means State Representative Stephen Meskers joins me. Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing today?
Doing well. And the session a little more than halfway through now as we head toward June. What's the latest update you can tell us from your committee work and things that are going on with the legislature?
Well, I can tell you we've tied up a lot of the committee hearings. So both fiscal and social matters have been had public hearings. I think almost every committee has been passed on or voted in favor of their measures. I will get a backdoor or follow-up look sitting on as vice chair bonding, revenue, and finance, because we'll get, I think, the final look at anything that has a fiscal note or financial impact on the state. So we'll be looking at that. I don't know if we've got any more. I've got some bond meetings going forward to look at bonding for the state. But overall, it seems, you know, I think things have calmed down. There's still issues related to zoning that have got people concerned. I don't know where we stand so far on the proposed mansion tax, although I don't expect to support it, and I don't know that it will make it through the assembly. We'll have to see.
I was going to just ask you about the zoning, but if you have something else to add first, we'll go right ahead with that.
Yeah, I think the governor's already indicated in his intention to hold the line and not to pass the mansion tax as well. So I'm not sure if it stops in the House or in the Senate or if it stops at the governor's desk, but I'm not expecting it. I'm not supportive of it, and I don't expect it'll go forward.
Okay, and about the zoning issues, a number of bills out there. What do you think about this? I mean, do you have a possibility they'll pass, and do you support them?
Well, you know, zoning is a complicated issue. The short answer is, do I support giving up local control of zoning? The answer is no. I think the issues related to inclusionary housing and workforce housing, if you listen to our town, you listen to our planning and zoning, I think we recognize that we have a deficit in the housing. There's a proposal, I think, that I'll see on the RTM that I sit on as well, related to creating a housing fund. And I think the fund will be able to help us create affordable housing where we are going to, you know, where the town already has decided to put in any kind of housing with any density. I mean, you'll see that we've done some small apartment complexes, and this will give us the gap financing to be able to do some inclusionary affordable housing. So I'm hoping we'll see it at the local level and begin to resolve the issue of creating more, you know, a better ratio of affordable housing and workforce housing for our employees. I don't expect it'll go through at the state level. I'm not supportive of giving away our local control, and I am supportive though of us doing more to develop our housing.
Speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers, we do a second Thursday of each month. What's the general fiscal health of the state?
Well, I don't know. I sent out an email e-blast to my constituents. I encourage people who are interested to please contact me to get on the list. And we just got an upgrade from the rating agencies. The numbers continue to perform strongly. I think the areas of weakness are financially, the state's in great shape. I think the issue is going to be how we deal with New York State. And that's a lawsuit headed for the Supreme Court of New Hampshire versus Massachusetts about people working from home and to which state do they owe their state income tax. And I'm hoping that that gets resolved in favor of New Hampshire, because that would benefit Connecticut residents who live in Connecticut and are working remotely or part-time in New York, so that we would get our fair share of the income tax, state income tax. So on that side, I'm hoping that that moves in our favor. So far, if you look at the real estate numbers, you look at the movements into the state, very positive signal. If you look at the fiscal numbers, very strong signals. Our balances are strong. Our state revenue is high. We're going to make another surplus deposit into the rainy day fund, which will then, I think, end up as a deposit to pay down our long-term pension liabilities that had been underfunded for 40 years. So we're beginning to make deposits into the future security of our pensioners and people who retired from the state. And over time, that will reduce the burden for the taxpayers. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. Overall, I'm hoping we hold the line on taxes as well. I'm not a fan of raising our taxes. I think what you see what's going on in New York may benefit us. The increases in taxes there may force more people and more businesses to consider locating in Connecticut. And I'm expecting good news there as well.
With this money coming in from the stimulus money, what's kind of the word on where this is going to go? There's some money that I guess you have discretion of what to do with it on the state level.
Yeah, I guess that's a good question of who has the discretion on that. There'll be a little bit of a wrestling match between the governor and the legislature. And now that the legislature, we're moving out of emergency powers and the funding and the amounts are getting clear, the discretion of how they get allocated, there'll be calls to do issues in relation to public health, issues in relation to I think the school funding is pretty locked in from the federal level down to the schools. But there's state aid that we'll have to just determine how we ultimately use it and what are the benchmarks and how much we can use over a two-year period and how much it goes to help businesses, how much it goes to help the unemployed. So it's up in the air yet. It'll be a bit of a discussion. I know in the case of Greenwich, I think the cumulative amounts between the school system and the town are on the order of $45 million. Of federal aid that'll be flowing into the town. So I'm hoping that's reflective in our budgetary negotiations and what we're looking to do in terms of infrastructure. So there's money that's coming our way that should benefit us from the feds directly to the town, and I'm not sure if there'll be any direct further aid. I know there was aid in the first two packages that came through the feds to the state into our school system. And I'm hoping that we see more of that coming through, but it's not clear yet.
All right. State Representative Stephen Meskers joins us on the second Thursday of the month. Thanks very much for your time this morning. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care, Tiffany.
WGCH Newsletter Time, 7:59.
Mostly sunny and mild weather for today with the high temperature near.